I'm Prison Mike. In prison, you are somebody's bitch.
What's the very, very worst thing about prison?
Worst thing about prison was the Dementors.
So that's the closest I've ever been to prison or jail. But today we're going to be reacting to a Jubilee video where we try to guess who has served the most jail slash prison time. Let's get into it. Young Apollo with the brother. Alright guys, welcome to Unapologetic. I lied. That's not actually the closest I've gotten to prison or jail. Not that I've ever been arrested or anything like that, but I work with police officers here in Los Angeles, or have worked with police officers here in Los Angeles, although I've never been to their jail. So, this is a subject matter that is really outside of my scope of expertise. When I was on the left, working for that left-leaning organization, we talked a lot about prison reform and did a few talks here and there where we spoke to people who had been in jail and had very negative experiences. But that's the extent of my really political knowledge when it comes to the prison system, prison policy. Although I imagine we're going to get into these ideas throughout this video. The video is titled, Who Has Served the Most Time? Ex-cons rank themselves. Normally we do Jubilee Middle Grounds, but this one's a little bit different. So we're starting off the video by saying the group is going to start off by assessing appearances. They aren't allowed to mention their convictions until the final reveal. So all these people are going to try to guess who has served the most time.
She looked like a baby. So I think she probably did the least time. So I think you should.
Yeah, I would think her too.
Yeah, like you just took your braces off last week.
And then I think he did the most time. Yeah, in my opinion.
Too. I think so too.
My boss vibes. Yeah.
Okay, pause. So I immediately am at an advantage here because I recognize the girl on the left. She is on TikTok and talks about her experience in jail. So I know for a fact she was there for a number of years. I don't know how many years, but I have a feeling they're underestimating her for the amount of time she's served, and she's going to be probably somewhere in the middle, if not towards the end. As far as the other characters, I don't know. I don't know how to, like, how do you judge people based on their appearance, whether or not they've been in prison? Obviously, you got tattooed dude who's got neck tattoos and the face tattoos and the head's tattooed, and you associate that with prison time, as I'm sure many people do. A lot of people get tattoos while in prison, is part of the culture. But it might be trying to throw you off. Like, he just looks really hard and he's not actually, and he hasn't been in prison that long. So I'm gonna keep him where he's at. What's interesting is you got this, like, white guy here in the suit, which could mean, like, you know, could mean mob boss.
Yeah, some sort of bank fraud or something.
Yeah, which will get you a little, maybe a harder slap on the wrist.
Full disclosure, I have watched the entirety of this video, so.
Okay, so
I'm
Taylor
be
knows.
Watching you try to guess along with everybody else.
Okay.
And I'm teasing you along the way.
I'm curious, you guys drop it in the chat. Who do you think is going to be at the most here? I have a feeling, yeah, the white guy, I think he's going to be somewhere in the middle because he's wearing that suit. I have a feeling he's done something with, you know, something money-based. He's not
he's
like...
He's also, like, older than all of them, so there's that.
Right, right. He's also older. The young black guy, maybe he's at the end because he's young. The older black guy, I'm going to say somewhere in the middle. I don't think he's going to be at the top. I don't know. Maybe the white guy in the suit is at the top because he committed something far worse than, like,
your order of your guesses in the chat now, and then if you're right, screenshot it and put it in Discord, and we'll give you all of the credits.
For getting it right at the first go, just based on appearance. You guys let me know what you're judging these people on. Let's continue.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, I would put you in the middle somewhere.
Like, you was a second. You've been locked up since you was 12. I don't mean to judge you, but I think you over there, bro. Man.
I feel like I should at least switch with you.
I think she should be at the end. I think she's just trying to trick her spot.
I kind of think you should be at the end, I have a feeling. I'm not sure why. I would switch you two.
I don't know.
You're projecting?
Projecting? No, I feel like you should.
She's really pretty. The Asian guy has such a kind face. That doesn't mean anything. He could be a serial killer. But he does have a very kind face, and it's going to throw me off, I bet.
I mean, projecting.
Maybe.
Yes, definitely. I would switch you guys. Yes, I would.
I think me and him should switch.
Tyrone, Tom just looks like a nice dad. Like, he's the dad at the cookout who's manning the grill. I feel like he is not going to be on the higher end of the spectrum when it comes to this. I bet he did something. He looks like, as a young man, I did some bad things and I got mixed up with some bad people. And I'm telling you, son, I will never do that again. That's what he looks like.
I'll go back over here then. I'll go back over here.
I think we're off by a lot. I mean, we can't really tell.
Oh, no, this dude might have done a stretch the way he talking.
This one?
Yeah.
He doesn't give me some criminal vibes.
Man,
you know?
On like some other mafia type.
Does not give criminal vibes.
But he ain't got enough tattoos for that. I don't know what he's hiding underneath that long sleeve.
Exactly.
Right, because they be on his back. Most of the tattoos on their back. No stereotype, but most of the, you know, Asian culture tattoos be on their back.
They said roll your sleeves up, and he went, no tattoos.
You think he's hiding something else up a little higher?
I don't know. What did the black guy go? You know, most of them Asian coaches, they be putting the tattoos on the back.
I love that guy because he was like, with the Hispanic guy, he was like, no, I'm not judging anything, but, you know, I mean, you look like you've been around the block. He's just like telling it how it is.
He really does look like he's been around the block, but I feel like he's going to throw us off. Like, he's literally wearing skulls around his neck. And I feel like he might be the lowest one on the rung because sometimes that happens with the Jubilee videos. They throw you off.
So I feel like maybe me and her need to switch because she's talking like she's been around.
Probably so. Is that a yard tattoo?
First of all, no.
Okay. The group will now discuss experiences in prison. I have a feeling this is not going to be a fun discussion.
Did anyone do, was it federal or state time?
State.
Oh, we know you did federal. I just know looking at what he's wearing, he
just
did
by
federal
asking
time.
The question, too.
Yeah. He did federal. Okay.
State.
What about you?
Federal time.
Oh, yeah. I know you got time.
White collar crime.
I know you did some time.
American Greed.
How long we been out?
Right. Oh, that's a good question.
14 years.
14, wow.
My daughter's 13. I'm 12, so 12 years.
10 years?
I've been out 2 years.
7.
6.
All right, I want to know what time you guys wake up every morning.
7.
5:30.
6 o'clock.
Between 4:30, 5
o'clock. Oh, my gosh, early
you
risers.
Guys are early.
How about you?
At 10 every day.
10 o'clock. There we go.
10. 10. He's
no
just
one in the middle here.
No one in the middle.
6.
What time do you wake up, Amla?
No time.
Okay, so on work days, 7:30. 7:30. Mm. Yeah. Weekends, like 9.
I'm like 7 every day.
Yeah, you're up pretty early.
Yeah. I usually wake up some randomly at like 4 a.m. and then I can't fall back asleep for like an hour and then I sleep again from like 5 to 7.
Tragic.
It's weird.
Tragic.
Yeah.
I don't really wake up in the middle of the night. I mean, I like roll around and stuff, but I go to sleep and I'm slumped.
I sleep really hard that first part, and then I wake up, and then the rest of the night's like just tossing and turning.
I wonder if they ask that because, like, in prison, you're pretty regimented with the time that you wake up, and that sort of carries throughout the rest of your life. Which homeboy said 10, so maybe he wasn't in jail that long.
And they wake us up during there, though.
I want to move you down here, though.
I'm cool with that.
Okay, they moved him.
Yeah, put you right
wake up
here.
At 7.
So I wake up at 6.
Didn't he say 7?
No, 6.
I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Oh, so there must be something to it, and some sort of conditioning that you get in jail from being woken up early. I guess that's what they're assessing here. That's really interesting.
So you just got out 2 years ago?
Yeah, right? 2 years ago.
How old are you?
32.
Yeah, you probably should be right here.
He really wants to get out of that spot.
What was your biggest pet peeve inside?
Snitches.
Any new prisoners running to staff and not understanding that maybe out here you go to law enforcement, but it's not the best move while in custody. And
exactly.
Since I'm the only girl, girlfriend drama, it was crazy.
I can see that.
I've seen some stuff.
I can see that.
I mean, we got to work out every day. It's mandatory, you know, so some people like to slack off, and I didn't like that.
That's really interesting, like getting pissed off at people because they're not working out in jail.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, imagine being like, why aren't you working out? But I imagine there's a lot of affiliation in jail, like groups and stuff that are maybe combative with each other, and you just gotta be on top of things. From what I hear,
watching you speculate about prison life,
I have no idea. If any of you have ever served time in jail, let me know in the comments down below. I've only met a handful of people that have ever served time in jail. And those that I have met was when I was working for this left-leaning organization. And all of them had just horrifying stories of what that was like. So outside of that and documentaries, I have absolutely no idea. But it has been pretty consistent in what you hear. That just like you're in this space, put together, relationships form whether you want them to or not. And you kind of just have to safeguard yourself all the time.
The way that they're like all agreeing on, yeah, you don't go to the guards to resolve things or to help you. It's kind of like
sad.
Scary.
Yeah, very scary. I also, my best friend in high school, her father was a prison guard. So I also have that. So actually, maybe a little bit more than I thought I did.
To be on top shape, you know what I mean? Because at any second, anything could go down.
For me, I didn't do any drugs or anything like that, but being able to go to exercise and run, that was a greater, that was better than any drug that I could take. That was
we know you didn't do drugs.
Yeah, you know.
You know what CRT is, right?
The tactical team?
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, if I can get that.
Yeah, so like what was that
for you guys? Not critical
race theory.
Especially your first time experience.
Yo, the critical race theory in jail.
Let me tell you, it's crazy.
And when you know they're coming for your cell or your dorm particularly.
For me, it's like, man, I just don't want to go through just cleaning up everything again. You have food spilled everywhere, like the waters, the juices, whatever. You just got to clean up. So
if cleanup was your biggest concern,
yeah,
I feel like you're in the right spot.
Maybe he's not, though. Maybe he's just there so long that the little mundane things start to get on your nerves. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Or maybe he's fronting.
He's
like, yeah, the worst part of prison was having to make my bed.
Having to clean up things. I don't know. Somebody's going to throw me off.
You got off easy if it was just having to clean things up, right?
Somebody's going to throw me off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your man clean, so I'm going to go to solitary for sure. Yeah. So,
she said she was the contraband queen. Which means she was probably in for a long time. I'm going to put her first or second on the list because she's saying that she was like the queen of, you know, having stuff that she should not have.
Sharpened toothbrushes and stuff.
I don't know about all that, but certainly just things you're not supposed to have. Yeah. So I imagine it takes a little bit of time to get that sort of reputation.
You should move. I don't know.
You think I should still
move?
You here. Scooch down.
Yeah.
Also, she is very, like, she has a presence. She's very assertive, which I imagine comes along with spending quite a bit of time in jail. Okay, they'll now discuss treatment in prison.
The guards are probably the biggest assholes, bigger than they are on the streets.
I believe that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, definitely.
I remember one time I was on lockdown. I was in what they call the hole. So we were supposed to get a shower at least once a day. I remember they came and we hadn't had showers for like 3-4 days. My cellie next door, they took him first. He was gone for about 3 hours. It don't take that long to take a shower. So when he finally came back, we asked him, man, why you was gone so long? He said, man, do not go take a shower. They left me in there for 3 hours, sitting on that cold ass bench, naked, and he's bamming on the door like, let me out, let me out. And they open the door, they say, if you knock on this door one more time, we're gonna come in there and fuck you up.
Yeah, man, they're on the
party. They did that to me too. Like, I was standing in the shower for hours.
And they meant it, and he knew they meant it, you know, and the prison guards really mistreat you. They want to make sure to tear you down in front of the others.
How much solitary time?
You know, that all of that, totally 100% believable. I can imagine that if anybody's going to have some of the worst horror stories as far as human treatment goes, it's going to be people in prison. Because you already are dehumanized by the experience of being separated from society and being deemed to be lesser than other people. And then you have people who are prison guards, which I imagine many of them have an inclination to be people who utilize their power in a way that they can't in civil society. And from what I hear, prison guards are not super well paid. So I'm wondering like who the people doing these jobs are. And I imagine there are some very good ones and some very bad ones, as we have with any profession, but they seem pretty safeguarded by the system that is imprisonment. Like, who cares if you go and mess with somebody who's a prisoner in jail? And you can take out all the rage that you feel on somebody who's in prison and probably never get in trouble for it, because who's going to believe them? Who's going to take the report seriously? And I imagine there's a mix of that sort of corruption, as well as corrupted people in prison who do their best to get out of their certain situations, to annoy the prison guards, to antagonize the prison guards. And when you're in that job for a really long time, I imagine you get a really thick skin and no sympathy for anybody whatsoever. Meaning new people coming in, you automatically have no sympathy for, because you've trusted people in the past and they've burned you, and vice versa. And it's probably a cycle between prisoners and prison guards of just horribleness. I've heard stories of people, again, back in the day when people were talking about prison reform, where prison guards would lock them in showers and like turn the heat all the way up or turn the water all the way cold and just force them to stand there. Their food is disgusting, which a lot of people will say, well, that's law and order. You committed a crime and you deserved whatever comes with it. But to me, I'm like, I'm pretty sure separation from society and time in a cell with other people who are also being punished for crimes that they've committed is enough. Like, you can feed people nutritious food in prison. You can make sure that they are well taken care of as far as their living quarters, medically, health-wise. Make sure that they are properly socialized. I don't see how throwing people in a prison with garbage food, garbage treatment, and just an environment that is so conducive to violence is going to help anybody and is going to help any society. Those are my thoughts. I might sound very left-leaning on that, but it's just true.
I don't know that it's left-leaning, but mm-hmm. as you're talking, my mind's going to, you know, we have things in place for like body cam and for accountability, I'm mm-hmm. getting at. And even in like a lot of bad stuff happens when there's a lack of accountability. We see that like economically in the healthcare system, people jacking up prices for arbitrarily and taking advantage of loopholes and things like that. And it seems like I've never heard of body cam footage from a prison. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe you can go and see how prisoners are being treated and stuff like that. But it doesn't seem like an area where there is a lot of like accountability concern on the public's part. Yep. But then also within the system, like any built-in sort of transparency about how these things are done, it's just sort of like accepted that, prison's a rough place and, you know, the guards are going to mistreat you and there's going to be a culture of violence and intimidation and all that just comes along with it, which to be fair is like got to be, you know, part and parcel of a place where you're gathering a bunch of violent type of people who have violated the law. But that doesn't mean that those places need to be that way, or that it needs to be inherent to like how they're managed, and that they can be managed better without, you know, people being subject to violence, intimidation, just as part of it, and for guards to be complicit in it seems to be very not okay.
Yeah, and I think like what we're going to end up finding out probably in this when they get into why they're in prison, most of these people are not going to be in prison for anything that was violent at all. It's going to be like drugs, mm-hmm. Which we can have a whole conversation about. I think a lot of that is just so undue. It doesn't need to be the case. Very rarely do you hear stories of, you know what really made me solve my problem with addiction? That time that I spent in jail. That's what really made me stop wanting to do, sell, distribute drugs. That time I spent in jail. And I get it. There's something that needs to be done with people who commit crimes, and especially those that commit crimes repeatedly. But it seems like our system, particularly in this country, is like not working. It's not rehabilitating people. It's not getting them back to a healthier place and with better behavioral choices. Whereas in other countries, they seem to be a little bit more successful.
Has everyone served?
I went in a hole for 60 days straight.
The most at one time for me is 90.
I never went to the hole, unfortunately.
No, I was on my best behavior. I was trying to get out.
Her should
be in the middle.
I think
she definitely should be at least here.
I think you should be next to me.
Also, solitary confinement. Nah, I don't think it's okay. That's just me.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you seem like you just been thugging. Man.
Man, I've been in and out a lot. The system has been good to me, you know?
The system has been good to me. Red flag.
Yeah, it's does everyone feel like the prison system is adequate in reforming?
Is prison working? Statistics are so clear about how many people go in, go out, and then go right back in. So recidivism rates in this country are atrocious. You hit the other side and you're not ready, and then you have this whole problems of banking and housing and employment, it's easier in some cases to just go back.
That's another part of it too. Like if you are a convicted felon, you know, how difficult it is to just get back into civil society, to get a job, to get a car, to get anything you need to lead life. And you also can't vote, which fucked up. People who commit crimes should be able to vote. I don't know, like, where, how you parse that out as a society that, like, once you've served your time, like, you've served your punishment. Why is the punishment carrying you out side of what you've already done in relation to your crime? And I don't know how we exactly go about fixing that, but it is something that needs to be fixed, because there's no cycle of any sort of rehabilitation if you can't re-enter society in a way. It doesn't have to be exactly like you re-entered it exactly like it was before, but a lot better than it is now, and I think they should be able to vote.
Reentry. The training must begin in prison to help people in custody prepare for the hardest part, which is coming home with a sullied reputation and a felony record.
I think the programs that they offer helps a lot, but like, I think we can all agree on this, that it's on the person, on the individual, if they want to get something from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people go in there and they just go through the motions and they'll complete the program. But as soon as they get out, it's right back to the whatever put them in there the first time.
Being an African-American male and being raised in what they call the hood, South Central L.A., you're bound to go down that bad road.
South Central L.A. That's where the police station is, where I go every now and then. So that's really interesting. Not very far from where we are right now.
Anger helped me break the cycle of going back and using drugs and all the stuff that I did. I was mad. I was really pissed off that I was treated horribly and chained to a bed for 2 days after I gave birth to my first daughter.
What?
I used that as motivation to never go back and completely retire and be a mom. I was going to talk about it and share my story and let people know just how bad it is. I was in facilities that didn't want to give women tampons, and it is a very dehumanizing thing, and some of it is very petty. They do it because they can.
Let me ask you guys this. This is a good question. Like, sometimes you can get just the little things in prison made you have, like, you had some sense of humanity. Just like being able to wear your own shoes. To me, that was a big plus from being in the county.
Yeah.
Where you were so restricted to not really have been able to do none of that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing for me, like the visits, I really enjoy seeing my family. So in prison, you could hug them, you could see them, eat with them. Whereas in county, it's like through the glass, and you're like, man, only 20 minutes or even 15 for some places.
I think you should come back over here.
My question is, like, just how does that make you feel about life after? Because I'm sure part of the idea is putting yourself in prison, or people putting you in prison, is supposed to make you appreciate life when you get back out and make you have this newfound respect for civil society and your place within it and following the law. But is that really what happens when you're treated like that in prison? Or does it completely just erode your view of humanity?
Yeah, I'm reminded, too, of, like, we reacted to that debate with Russell Brand and Jordan Peterson recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Russell Brand took Peterson to task over his use of sort of aggressive tone and language in confronting Elliot Page over her putting her picture out there. Anyways, point being, Peterson pointed to a principle of minimum necessary force with regard to, like, how you're engaging people, confronting them in public discourse. And I think that a similar principle should apply here when it comes to the prison system of, like, your punishment is prison time.
Yep.
And it is not being subjected to torture, cruelty, just violence, being put in a position where, you know, no one's looking out for your best interests, and shouldn't be subjected to bad food or, like, you know, just things that are inhumane.
Yeah.
There's still a level of humanity that is required to while you are enforcing a punishment. The punishment is the jail time, and that is what you're sentenced to. It's not being subjected to cruelty.
Right. And I remember, like, looking into this thing that they were feeding people in prison. Oh, I just want to find this really quick so you guys can see what I'm talking about. It's called Nutriloaf, and it is unbelievable. And here we go. It's a food served in prisons in the U.S. It's prison loaf, disciplinary loaf, food loaf, whatever. They call it a lot of different things. Just, like, look at this. And I don't know how widely this is served in prison, how many people are eating this, how many people are actually subjected to this. And I imagine there's a scale of, you know, different prisons and what people eat. But that is disgusting. Like, to not upkeep somebody's actual nutrition and to make them suffer beyond what they are already suffering just for, you know, cutting, I don't know, costs or, you know, doing it just because you can, as the woman said before, is really a travesty. It's not right.
And to your point a second ago, the cruelty, inhumanity, that type of treatment, receiving that, can cause you to go further down the hole of despair, of nihilism, of hating life and hating the world, and it can discourage you from rehabilitation. So I think that's an important point to be made, is that, you know, if we're trying, the goal is to have rehabilitation as part of this, then allowing a culture where people are subject to violence and cruelty and horrible treatment while they're in prison is just going to is going to totally undercut that effort.
Right. You want people to respect the law, and the law is abusing them and chaining them to beds and leaving them in the shower for hours. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I feel like you guys are worse than me. You know, the good thing about doing time is that your traffic tickets go away. You sign a form.
I think you need to come over here.
That must be some LA stuff. Right. I don't know. You still got your same problems.
I think you should come down.
Maybe I straight up.
And scooch down.
You ready to switch? Are you okay with that? All right.
And I think for me, the opportunities were there to take the classes to better yourself. But as far as like the treatment goes, no, because like the officers, they're very indifferent. So they don't treat you like a human being. You can't really have a conversation with them or any staff. They look at you as less than. So I felt very dehumanized.
That's the whole point. The whole point of
it. Okay, y'all should switch. You too.
Yeah, I feel like you should be over
here. I think you're the time.
You know, I really finessed the situation when I was in there. I know how to work a person, you know what I'm saying? My favorite subject is psychology.
Something tells me Nicholas does not know how to work a person. But maybe he does. Maybe.
See, everyone serves time differently. I didn't do any finessing. I was stunned at how many people didn't do their job.
It seemed like you shouldn't even been in prison.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I bet he did.
And then they threw you under the
bus. Pyramid.
Like thank you. That's what it was. Your family caught you up because you just too polished. I can tell.
Hey, Tony told him. Cousin Tony told him he had to go.
I think my man should be right here. Because he's been talking about some in and out.
I know he didn't work.
And he don't work. Yeah. He don't work
in and out in the prison? Mm-hmm.
He wasn't talking about the burger place when he said in and out.
I would normally say American Greed guy should be like over here, like, you know, Ponzi scheme. I don't know.
Yeah, 85%.
Yeah, you're going to do motion.
See why I was like,
85%. Yeah, I mean, the Ponzi scheme, they
do. Minimum
85% Ponzi scheme.
I mean, you look like a Ponzi scheme.
That's awful.
Judging you by your
watch, he probably did something like Ponzi scheme. He's like, that is awful. He looks like one of those guys that like goes to jail, but then ends up like speaking at high schools about how he went to jail. You know what I mean?
That vibe. It's so hard to tell.
It is hard to tell, but Ponzi scheme sounds about right.
We were doing so well.
Stereotyping white men.
I'm stereotyping everybody. collectively and equally.
Everybody watching this video is stereotyping.
Yes.
Which is the whole point. It's an exercise in appearances can be deceiving. And
so do not come for me in the comments.
But it never
everyone
fails.
Is just presumed. You do that. I don't know why.
It never fails.
I swear he's at the low end. He did something as a teenager, and he's not broken the law since. He looks like the type of guy, like when I go around South Central, who's like a coach for the kids and is like working at after school programs. And he gives that vibe. Just the way he talks.
Nothing else. Just like he said, think about it.
Is this the final verdict, right?
Fed time.
85%.
Fed time. You're going to do 80% or more.
I don't think you're number one.
No, I don't think I am either.
Yeah, see, listen to him. He's like, no, I am not number one on here.
Actually, maybe switch you two.
Abla too.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I agree with that.
This is their final. Okay. I'm going to put Tyrone, which is the big man at the end, the big black guy. I'm going to put then the Hispanic guy next. Then I'm going to do dreadlocks. Then I'm going to do I think. Okay. Then I'm going to do the guy dressed in the suits. Then I'm going to do the Asian man. Then I'm going to do the girl. I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. I feel like I'm way off. I just know that Tyrone, the big guy, and I think the Hispanic guy are down at the bottom. Those are that's what they give off to me.
Just because you think Jubilee's throwing you off or because of the...
No, because of Tyrone's attitude puts me at the end. The Hispanic guy being like, that's what they're supposed to do in prison. Like, they're supposed to dehumanize you. Makes me think, like, you probably weren't in for that long. And he said the system was really good to me, which makes me think you probably weren't in for that long. So they're both at the bottom. I think Tyrone at the far end. The guy in the middle, just because he seems like he's young and got up to some tomfoolery.
Which guy?
The guy with the dreads. Okay, I feel like he's somewhere in the middle. And then the guy in the suit, I feel like you're up there because you did a federal
suit.
Crime.
You mean the white rich guy?
Yeah, the white rich guy.
Okay.
I think
he's like business casual.
Yeah, I think he's the third because he just did something, you know, in a federal sense, but probably
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, you know, moving things around. And then I said, what did I say? The Asian guy in second and the girl first.
Why the Asian guy there?
What did I say earlier? He said something earlier that made me think he had been in. He said something like, I didn't like cleaning my room. And I was like, I feel like you've probably been in there for a long time if that's like your complaint. Because I feel like short time, horrible time, you'll remember something big that happened. That'll be your biggest complaint. But like if you're in prison for a long time, you'll just remember like it all starts to blend together, you know? And then I put her at the top just because I've seen her on TikTok, Jessica Kent, which you should all follow if you want to know more about this because I didn't know that much and I had heard her experience. And I know she's been in for a few years and they just underestimated her at the beginning. So I feel like she's up there.
All right.
That's what I got.
Let's see how you did.
Gosh. Now they'll be rearranged based on actual time series.
We have Mario.
Oh, I was wrong.
Wow.
I knew it.
Tell you.
At least I knew he was at the lower end.
In the fifth spot, we have Nick at 1 year.
Oh, I was way off.
We have Justin T at 1 year.
Wow.
And the fans. Wow.
They gave
you. You should be happy for me. It could have been worse.
He said, you should be happy for me. I just know he did some shady...
I think he needs to go back.
Yeah, literally.
He didn't learn his lesson in there.
I know he did something shady, some sort of shady business deal.
Mm. Yeah, I am happy for you, for real. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations. We have Tyrone at 3 years.
Wow, 3 years.
Okay. Oh, don't tell me you're the badass.
I'm not, though.
In the second spot, we have Jessica.
5 years.
Really, huh? Let me find out. Was a nail salon.
He was messing with us the whole
nail
time.
Nail salon scheme.
Why do they keep putting these stereotypes on her? I'm sure she did something bad.
Damn, my boy.
14 years, and he said he's 32 now. He got out 2 years ago, so he went in prison when he was 16 years old. For 14 years, you had to do something really bad. I want to guess what they did before they announce it. I think 1 and 2 are drug related. 9 months to a year, drugs, maybe like battery, but I think it's probably drugs. That's typical. The third one, money. If it's a federal crime too, it got money. Tyrone said he grew up in South Central. Gangs was probably like possession of a firearm. She, I know, did a lot of drugs, so probably selling. And I think she did hard drugs, so probably selling hard drugs. And 14 years? 14 years at 16 years old. Like, what would you have to do at 16 years old to go to prison for 14 years and stay there and not... Which, he wouldn't get out if he killed somebody at 16. Maybe he killed somebody.
Wow.
Whoa.
I just didn't get that vibe from him.
I feel like I don't carry myself in a way.
I just can't. He doesn't look like he would kill somebody.
But he's been in prison for...
What other crimes are there?
16 years, yeah. Or 14.
Maybe he's like selling firearms. Would you go in prison before, at 16?
As a 16-year-old?
As a 16-year-old. Maybe, like, accidentally killed somebody. You know? I don't know.
You really want to guess?
I'm, like, tough guy.
I want to figure it out. Because I did so poorly.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right, so
I got every single one wrong. Every single
You were pretty close, though.
He said weed.
Sales, and then I got caught with weed again. You see, back in the days, weed was, you'll get it from somebody's house, mm-hmm. you know, or a corner. Mm-hmm. But now you got shops everywhere, so I got locked up for marijuana, like, plain and simple.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? Now, okay, so I get the argument. They were selling weed and, you know, distributing when it was illegal. They knew it was illegal. Do the crime, you do the time. But now that it's, like, legal, literally, you can walk into a shop in California and just mm-hmm. buy weed. What do you think should happen there? Do you think, like...
Yeah, I mean, if you've got time served, then... And the law has since changed to decriminalize the thing that you were in jail for.
Right.
It seems fairly just to get you out. Now, it's usually... The argument that I've heard against this, I think Ben Shapiro's referenced it, is that a lot of times possession charges or possession being convictions are plea deals that you're pled down from doing something worse. And so that's where you'd have people who have committed a lot of other crimes that pled down to a conviction based on possession or selling. And
interesting.
That would be an argument against it.
I guess you would just have to take that into account if they've done other things.
Yeah, with each case.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of for just, you know, it doesn't make sense to be like having more people in prison, like your taxpayer dollars going towards it for something that's no longer a crime. I get it. They did it at the time and it was illegal, but weed? Really? Really?
I was a drug dealer. I was transporting narcotics across state lines. Look and behold, I was a part of a sting operation. Didn't know it.
Did he say good luck and behold instead of lo and behold? I love that. And maybe he is good at finessing people because it was charming.
Yeah, he was surveilling me for like a couple, like 3 days. I pled guilty to 18 months because it was my first charge. I was in a racist state and my judge clearly looked at me and told me, I'm going to make an example out of you, so I'm going to send you to prison.
Does that make them racist? I don't know. You seem like you did the crime and they surveilled you and they found out you were doing it. And she said, I'm going to make an example out of you. That doesn't make her racist or make the judge racist to say, I'm going to make an example out of you. But I don't know the inner workings of this specific case.
Right. It's certainly within the realm of possibility, but also to like, that's but the also first to be part like, of yeah. how you tell your story. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I was selling narcotics.
So I pled guilty to a white-collar crime, one count of conspiracy to commit fraud. I was a money manager in Century City at Bear Stearns and then UBS.
Yeah,
and many years into my career, our team learned that a client of ours who managed a hedge fund was lying to his investors. Once we learned that he was lying, rather than stop the fraud, we turned the other way, in part because he was paying our company $100,000 a month. Every single month, and all of us had grown somewhat addicted to the commissions. Of course, I always knew that it was wrong, and I was certainly deserved to be held accountable. And
my conviction was...
He did a little over a year for that, or a year and like 2 months, something like that?
Put him back.
Conspiracy to commit fraud. Like, they didn't get away, didn't go through with it. Like, we're just planning on going through with it and got caught.
Yeah, but that's sounds that like. Stuff's serious because it ends up affecting a lot of people, and it's
identity theft is a serious crime, Jim. It affects millions of families every single year.
Cut that in the video. Oh, that's good.
Robbery and possession of stolen property. Because I was in gangs.
Okay, so I was wrong about him.
I was a Crip.
I was wrong, but I was right. I was wrong.
Yeah, I think your whole guess was just gangs.
But I was right. So. Yeah, I said something about like possession of a firearm, but it's fine.
Originally sentenced to 7. I had a good PD, public defender, that was like, you would think that she was a paid attorney the way she fought for me, mm-hmm. and ended up doing 3.5.
Yeah,
my convictions are possession with intent, delivery of meth, and simultaneous possession of drugs and a firearm. And I was sentenced to 5 years in Arkansas, but I also served some other time because I was a drug addict, so I have criminal sales of a controlled substance and assault as well.
So I went in for first degree murder, attempted murder, gang related drive-by shooting. Something that I'm very remorseful for. Because I was born in Korea, I'm still dealing with the collateral consequences of it, that I am facing deportation, that I could literally be deported any day. So right now I am campaigning for my pardon with the governor of California. I do believe that I was rightly sentenced to 82 years to life.
Wow.
My sentence was commuted by Governor Brown to 15 years to life based on my good behavior. I went in young, I turned away from the gangs, got my GED, my college degrees. So I'm just trying to create a different narrative, and that's the reason why I came on here, because, you know, people do change. People are not the horrible choice they made as a teenager.
How old were you when you were sentenced?
I was 16.
Good story.
You see, like, this goes to show a lot, like...
Dude, 16? Imagine being 16 years old and sitting in the court and hearing 82 years to life. But also, he did try to kill somebody. That is wild. That's why I could never work in the criminal justice system. I would not be able to, like... make proper judgments. I would get like, there'd be just be so many different factors you have to take into account in order to like sentence somebody like that. And wow. I watch like documentary series about like people going through court for different crimes. And sometimes I watch them. I'm like, I have absolutely no sympathy for that person. Highest max sentence. And then you hear from other people and you're like, oh,
yeah.
See why you did that thing.
Yeah, and then, like, to think that, you know, judges have so much power over individual people's lives. And, like, depending on, I mean, I don't want to say that a good judge doesn't take into account how they're feeling that day or whatever. But not every judge is a good judge. It's within the realm of possibility that there are bad judges that do just have it out for certain people or maybe are racist or maybe whatever. I mean, that idea is just insane. Now, ideally, a jury having that there, but that's usually just the conviction, right? It's not necessarily the sentence.
Yeah, I mean, so. Think about having to hold the same energy all day, every single day, for everything you do in life right now, with whatever your job is now or whatever your occupation, whether you're in school. Imagine trying to hold the same energy every single day and have the same amount of just objectivity while also taking everything, all the factors you're hearing into account, and then switch that for like sentencing people to jail and deciding what happens with the rest of their lives and making that your job. The amount of stress that would come along with having that be something that you have to do, as well as hearing these horrific stories of what people do and of what happens to them after you sentence them, it's just gotta mess you up.
Yeah. The having people's lives in your hands like that is just a crazy thought.
Yep.
And it's an unenviable position for sure.
Yeah.
And it is scary to think that the wrong people would be in those positions.
Yeah, because you have to think about who seeks that out. So it's either just like really people who are seeking out justice and have just a strong reason behind that, or people who have a bit of vengeance in them, or just really maybe altruistic people who want to do something to better their communities, but you better hope you get the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I failed this game miserably. I got every single one wrong, except once they did sort of line them up, I was able to figure out for the most part what most of them did. The Asian guy, I did surprise me. Wow.
Yeah, he was the wild card in the whole thing because he's so mild-mannered.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like unthreatening.
Yeah, because when somebody's 16, you have no idea who that person's going to turn out to be. That's the crazy part. But when you do something so horrendous at 16 years old, I mean, you have no other choice as a judge, really, than to be like, you tried to kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're going to turn out to be when you're older, but you tried to kill somebody now. And I don't know what, you know, gotta do what we got
to
do.
And it deserves to be said that, like, you know, harsh punishments are mostly a deterrent to crime. Yeah, I mean, that's why they exist you know, because if, like, we've seen that in LA with this effort to make everything like such a, like, zero bail, pardonable offense. And what happens? The crime proliferates. So a big part of the justice system and having law enforcement is to deter people. Yeah. Disincentivize it. But, you know, how horrible can you be at 16? Like, are you really constantly, I mean, you are ultimately accountable, but that's where, and all these questions just get into, you know, very sophisticated, like morality and justice are very complex and nuanced things. And it is very much a case by case thing. And I don't know, like I said, I don't envy people who have to make these judgments for a living.
Yeah, and certainly not the families of people who are affected by those who commit these crimes. That's got to be very, very, very rough. But I hope this was an eye-opening conversation or made you think about something today. What sort of ideas did this spark in your brain? Were you thinking about prison reform? Are you somebody who says, you know, you did the crime, this is what you get? Where do you lie on the spectrum of debate when it comes to this issue? I'm all over the place, clearly. And not to be educated on this, so this is something I want to look into more and read about to actually figure out where I stand on these things. Drop your thoughts in the comment down below. And if you like this video, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a new video for you guys, and join the Discord. The link is in the description down below so we can have conversations outside of the show. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And again, drop your guesses and your thoughts down below. Did you get any of these right? You probably did better than me if you played at all. Bye, guys.